The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, a nonprofit organization dedicated to defending civil rights and freedoms, will hold a press conference tomorrow at the California State Capitol. The event will feature a legislative briefing on government surveillance and civil rights in California, exploring how government surveillance is currently infringing on citizens' rights across the state. The briefing, which is open to the public, will include panelists such as a former FBI special agent, representatives from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and other experts in privacy and civil liberties. To better understand the importance of this event and its implications for civil rights, we spoke with George Paramputhu.
I'm a legislative attorney with ACLU California Action, and I generally cover criminal justice and police practices issues.
On Tuesday, February 11th, from 1 to 2 p.m., the ACLU will present key findings on government surveillance and its impact on civil rights, including its intersection with technology and law enforcement. The briefing aims to provide California legislators, their staff, and the public with critical insights into government surveillance practices, gaps in digital privacy protections, how these vulnerabilities enable attacks on civil rights, and actionable steps for the California legislature.
Last year, we saw a couple debates in the legislature about things like facial recognition technology for police or allowing police to stick guns on robots. And so when we were having those debates in the legislature, we found that a lot of people, staffers and members alike, were not well-versed in the sort of privacy issues that come with sticking cameras everywhere. And so we thought it'd be good before this session starts to put out an educational briefing for members, staff, committee consultants to come together and learn more about our view of privacy issues.
The event will take place near the California State Capitol in Sacramento. It is intended to inform lawmakers about the dangers of unchecked surveillance and to push for stronger legal protections.
The topics we're going to be covering are what surveillance technology is watching us without us knowing, where does all that information go, who has access to it, and what the legislature can do to protect us and our information.
As for which surveillance technologies raise the most concerns, he says,
I don't want to give too much away from the briefing, but one thing I will highlight is what are called fusion centers. These are black box information gathering and sharing sites between the federal government, state government, and local government. These were created post 9/11, and there are six of them in California. This is the most of any state. They barely exist in the California code. They barely exist in state budget documents, but they certainly are found in San Diego, Orange County, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and then there are two in Sacramento. And they are spying on all of us.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, fusion centers serve as state-run intelligence hubs that collect, analyze, and share information about threats. They connect local police, state agencies, federal agencies, such as the FBI and DHS, and private companies. Originally created after 9/11 to combat terrorism, fusion centers now monitor a broad range of activities, including cybercrime, organized crime, drug trafficking, and even protests and civil unrest. Tomorrow's briefing will feature three experts in data privacy and civil rights, including representatives from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Catalyst California, the ACLU, and a former government official turned activist.
This is Mike German, as you mentioned, former FBI special agent. He's also currently a privacy fellow for the Brennan Center of Justice. So he'll be there to tell us the truth about fusion centers, and also will be available to answer any questions anyone in the audience might have. You will really have your mind blown. If you apply AI to it to do things like facial recognition technology, it gets dystopian very quickly.
The ACLU is encouraging members of the public to contact their state representatives and urge them to attend the briefing. as lawmakers are returning to the Capitol, making this an opportunity for the public to push for stronger privacy protections.
This is 100% open to the public. Everybody who RSVPs at our RSVP link will be sent the live stream link and the location. As you noted, tomorrow's briefing will be within the Capitol in Sacramento. Other audience members will include legislative members, legislative staffers. In the legislature, there are policy committees. There will be consultants from those committees will also be there. Outside of Coastal Community Radio, there will also be other media members present. And we hope to have plenty of members of the public as well.
KMA News will provide coverage on the event and share highlights on a later newscast. We will also post the audio in full at kmud.org following the briefing.
Yeah, what I would say to everybody listening is that in the legislature, these technology companies are a very loud voice. They will never stop asking for more of your information, and they will never stop asking to try to sell their technology to government agencies, including police departments. With that in mind, it is important to be an individual informed citizen so that you can have your voice raised in the legislature as well. I will say that if you were to call your state senator or state assembly member, they would be very responsive. These members love to hear from their constituents, and they are just waiting for people to make their voices heard on issues that matter to them. And so if something comes up in this briefing or you see something in the news that causes you concern, I would strongly encourage you to reach out to your assembly member or your senator because they are wanting to hear from you.
For more information on the legislative briefing on government surveillance and civil rights in California, you can visit the ACLU's website. That's ACLUCalAction.org.